Welcome to the Fit Chicks Chat Podcast, where we talk all things fitness, nutrition, and wellness for women to help you live your healthiest and fiercest life inside and out. And now, your hosts, Laura Jackson and Amanda Quinn.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to today's episode of Fit Chicks Chat. My name's Laura Jackson, and I'm rolling completely solo on today's podcast. So for those of you who listen to us regularly, you know that typically it's either Amanda and myself, who is my co-head chick, or we also have on some amazing guests, some guest interviews from anywhere from Jillian Michaels. We've had Danette May. We've had Joy McCarthy. We've had so many different incredible female fitness nutrition professionals. So definitely go and check back old episodes if this is your first time joining us. But yeah, I just am here today by myself. So this is going to be a little bit different for me, and I'm excited. But this week, I don't know, I'm just going to kind of chat with you guys. I'm just going to share a little bit about myself, a little bit about my journey, a little bit about where I'm kind of going as I head into my new year. So next week is actually my birthday. I'm going to be turning 39. I literally blinked and suddenly I'm like, what the heck? I'm a real grown up. But it's always a time for me of reflection. So I don't know about you guys, but when it comes to like the new year, like January, I don't really take that as my new year. I always take my new year as my birthday. So this final week before my birthday, I've just been kind of thinking a lot about my life, my goals, where I'm at, where I've come from. And I just want to share that with you guys because I know that for a lot of people, they're always trying to start on a new plan or a new process or get into a new way of healthy living. And for me, I never was someone who was always healthy. So this is where I like to always kind of share my story because I think that when you work in this industry as a fitness or a nutrition professional or a health coach, a lot of people have this preconceived notion that you've always been healthy or health just comes naturally to you. Where I see it for myself and for a lot of my students in Fit Chicks Academy, that's not usually the case. What usually brought most of the people that I interact with in our Holistic Nutrition and Weight Loss Expert Program or our Fitness and Nutrition Expert Program is usually going through their own transformation, going through their own struggles with health or their own struggles with trying to lose weight or trying to adapt a healthy lifestyle. And from overcoming those struggles, they've realized the power of fitness and nutrition, and now they want to share that with others. They want to share that amazingness that you feel when you are putting yourself and your health first. So for me, for those of you who've never listened to the podcast or who don't know my story, I grew up, I was never sporty or, you know, an athlete growing up at all. Like I said, a lot of people who see me now, not saying that I look like a super athlete, but a lot of people who see me now, they find it really hard to believe that that I ever had a serious weight struggle. I also had a serious struggle with an eating disorder, which was kept under wraps from the ages of 17 up until my early 30s. So even after I started Fit Chicks, I was still dealing with a lot of internal struggle, a lot of battle within myself. So that, again, was showing up in the form of, for me, this hiding the eating disorder, my anxiety, all of the things that were going on in my life were showing up in my weight, in my mental health, in so many things that were external. So at my highest weight, so starting, like, let's loop back a little bit here. And let me just tell you guys right now, I'm going to give you some numbers, but like weight really doesn't matter. Weight is a byproduct. Weight is a symptom. It's a byproduct of something else that's going on. And I talk a lot about this with my holistic nutrition and weight loss experts because we really focus in that program on trying to figure out the root cause of what is causing you to gain weight. And typically it is not just that you are eating too much or you're not exercising enough. There's huge stress ties. There could be hormonal. There could be emotional. It could be digestion. There's so many different things that are going on in it. But I always like to think of weight as it's a symptom. It's your body telling you that something else is going on. And for me, all of my internal battles, especially with anxiety, with self-love, with self-worth, starting from the age of 17, it was manifesting itself in an eating disorder, which then was manifesting itself as excess weight. So when I got to my highest weight, I was close to 200 pounds. And if you look at pictures, I always post them on our website and on our blog and stuff. If you look at pictures, you can just see too, not only am I super inflamed, but I just look so unhappy. So for me, when I started really educating myself, and I wish, you know, a lot of people still want this magic pill or this magic diet that that transformed their lives. For me, it was focusing on holistic health and educating myself. So I started really learning how the body works. Because when you start to really learn how the body works, you realize a lot of the stuff that is being thrown at you from the fitness and nutrition market is a lot of BS. And I was drinking the Kool-Aid, right? Like I was doing everything under the sun that any diet that came out, I did it. I've done the low carb diet. I've done the paleo diet. I've done the keto diet. I've done the, where you could only eat carbs within a 60 minute time frame. I did the cabbage soup diet. I was part of the low fat craze. Like literally my body was so abused from all of the like dieting and then the imbalance of all of these macronutrients. One minute I'm feeding it super high fat, then I'm feeding it no fat, and I'm feeding it super high carb. So my body was just, you know, it wasn't happy with me and it was reacting. And then that too was tying in with a lot of this emotional struggle I was going through. And it was just, like I said, manifesting itself in my weight. So when I started to educate myself and really learn like, okay, what, how does the body even gain or lose weight? And how does this all even like kind of happen? I felt really, the first thing I felt was really empowered. And that's what has led me to even open Fit Chicks Academy along with Amanda is like education seriously is the key. We need to stop getting on these fad diets and start teaching ourselves what's really going on. But I just felt really empowered. I felt like, whoa, okay, I actually know, you know, I know how my body works now. I know what I'm doing to my body. And then from the education, I started just making small changes. And this again is where I think a lot of people go wrong is they try to overhaul everything at once. So when I first started, I just really got kind of into the fitness side of things. So the eating side, I was still having a lot of issues with, hence why my eating disorder lasted longer than I really got involved in fitness. But I really focused on the fitness side of it. I just fell in love with it. I fell in love with movement. I fell in love with weightlifting. As women, I think strength training is the best thing that you can add into your life. And especially as I'm heading into my 39th year, you know, I don't want to pump my own tires, but I still get ID'd if I go to buy a bottle of wine. So, you know, for my strength, for my shape, for my energy, I attribute a lot of that to strength training. But falling in love with all of that and falling in love with fitness, it gave me an outlet to start to deal with my anxiety. And it also in turn, I started losing weight. So when I started to see those that progress and making that small change of just starting to try to exercise more. And at first it started, you know, with fitness classes and things like that. And I'd always kind of been a on and off exerciser, but I only ever did it for the sake of losing weight. Like I literally was never like, oh, I want to exercise because I want to be strong or it has all these amazing benefits for, you know, blood sugar balancing and hormonal health and all of these things. I literally just did it because I was like, I need to burn calories. I ate too much this weekend. So just even that small shift of trying to just exercise from a mindset, from a place of like, you know what, I want to move my body because it's an outlet for me and it makes me feel better. Because there's been studies, guys, that literally the endorphins that are released when you are exercising are more powerful than a ton of the antidepressants and the anti-anxiety medication that's out there. So as we start to treat our body and cherish our body and respect it and move it, then it starts to react back to us, right? So the first thing that started for me was I just started to feel better. I started to feel, you know, more mentally clear. I started to lose a bit of weight. I started to really enjoy movement. Then I started getting into strength training, which for me has then it's changed my life. And one question I get a lot is like, how much do you strength train a week? So for me, I go anywhere when I'm super focused. I was doing 5 days a week, and that's when I had specific goals. But now what I've done is I've kind of upped my workouts, and now I only strength train 3 or 4 days a week, but I'm doing total body. So when I was doing 5 days a week, I was splitting between upper body and lower body, and now I'm doing 3 or 4 days a week. I try to do 4, but I'm doing more of peripheral heart action training, which we're going to talk about in a future podcast. But essentially what it is alternating between an upper body and a lower body movement. And it helps with the circulation of your blood to burn more calories in the amount of time that you're working. But then also still getting good results in terms of muscle. So I try to, just because of my lifestyle and I'm busy. So, and I know with a lot of people out there, everyone's busy, right? Like we're all super busy. The unfortunate thing is, though, there is no shortcut to exercising. Like, no one can, you can't hire a virtual assistant to do your exercise for you like you can with a lot of your work stuff, right? So you've got to make it a priority. And I know I'm jumping around quite a bit, but I'm going to give you guys a little bit of a talking to. This is something I just see a lot. I see a lot of trying to, you know, shortcut things in life, and you can't, and you don't want to. Like, we've got to change our perspective around this. And that was a key for me, was changing my perspective around this punishment, or feeling like anything to do with exercise or focusing on healthy eating was a bad thing. It was punishing. Whereas, you know, having cakes and, you know, laying on the couch all day was a treat day, or that was me relaxing. I actually had a conversation with my mom yesterday about this, because my mom's a mover too. She feels her best when she's being productive and when she's moving. She has a hard time to relax. But then we had this whole conversation about the idea of that relaxing. It's different for everybody. Like for me, laying horizontal on a couch watching Netflix can be relaxing for 10 minutes, but my personality type is that is not for me. Like I don't, I would prefer to, I find I'm more relaxed if I go for a walk. Like that's very relaxing to me, to go for a walk in nature. Or cooking, you know, cooking is something I find really relaxing. Whereas, you know, people, there are a lot of people who have this idea, like if you're relaxing, you need to just be horizontal and doing nothing, or that you earn this relaxation. So I just kind of see my life as a whole. It's, I don't have sections of it. It's like, I don't have a job. I have, this is my life. This is what I do. This is my calling. These are the things that I do. And same thing when it comes to relaxing and movement, I want to treat my body well. And I try to incorporate things I enjoy that are to do with movement. And I don't try to label things as treats or good and bad behavior, or, you know, I deserve a treat or I deserve to relax. Like in all reality, I just try to see it all as the same thing. So yeah, so that was kind of my roundabout way. So the one thing I like to say is just start off small, like start to focus on one area. Don't try to revamp everything, but like you've got to start with the mindset shift. It's got to start with the idea of not seeing exercise as a punishment, and also realizing this is something that you have to do for yourself, for your health. And I get kind of blamed sometimes for being a little tough lovey. But in all reality, like at the end of the day, it's up to you and you have the choice. You choose to make your health a priority or you don't. And, you know, we can come up with a million different things of work or kids or priorities or relationships, but you are in control and you run your ship, you run your show. So choose, what do you want? What's important to you? You know, and for me, feeling good, feeling positive, feeling mentally strong, feeling physically strong, because I know I'm a better woman to everyone in my life when I'm that way, that became a priority to me. That was something that I started with, you know, a small thing, mindset shift and movement. And that's where I kind of started my journey. So I challenge you guys listening to this is really, before you even start looking at your fitness and nutrition, really just ask yourself, like, what kind of woman do I want to be? What kind of woman am I? And if that is someone who you want to be healthy and strong, then you might need to start saying no to certain things, or waking up 20 minutes earlier in the morning to do your workout, or, you know, going at lunch on your workout to do your workout, or hiring a babysitter or paying someone to do certain things. Like there's things, we can't do everything, you know, and all I've ever coached is women. And it's one thing, over the 10 years I've been in this industry, I always see women putting themselves last and always feeling like they need to carry the brunt of everything. And asking for help, lowering all of that pressure in your life by offloading some stuff, it might seem at first like, no way, I can't do that. It must be easy for Laura to say that. Like, I could never do that. I don't work from home, or I have kids, or whatever it is. But we all have different challenges in our lives and different things that are going to need our time and attention, but you have to make that choice. And it starts with you. No one's going to make it for you. No, you can't hire that virtual assistant to go do that F45 class, right? You have to go there. So ask yourself, what do you want? Who do you want to be? And how do you want to show up in this life? And then make those adjustments. I find it so crazy when I look back, you know, again, my New Year's coming, it's my birthday. And I look back at my life when I would even before I started Fit Chicks, even as low, like even 10 years ago, and just how much I have changed as a woman. And that was through a lot of self-work, a lot of self-reflection, a lot of time spent thinking about, you know, what kind of woman do I want to be? And I'm just so proud of the fact that, you know, I found my voice, and I'm learning to be able to say no and to set my boundaries of what is acceptable to me, who I want to surround myself with, and the goals that I have and how I plan to get there. So when it comes to your health, when it comes to you trying to figure out, you know, how can I reach my weight loss goal, or how can I reach this? Start with asking yourself that question. Just get clear on that, because as soon as you get clear and your why is big enough, I remember interviewing Dr. Natalie Beauchamp, who's a chiropractor and a functional medicine practitioner out of Ottawa, Ontario. And I loved my interview with her. And I asked her, I said, what do you think is the one thing that motivates people the most to make a change? Like, how do they stay motivated? And she said, their why has to be strong enough. And unfortunately, a lot of people, their why doesn't happen until they've seen a family member deal with health issues, potentially pass away. They've had a health crisis themselves, and it's a matter of life or death. They either need to change their diet or they're going to die. These are the things where, you know, that why, of course, is strong. But once you start to get really clear on your why, it's amazing how much it starts to unfold and open up into other things in your life. And your why could just be simple enough as, you know what, I want to look damn hot in a pair of skinny jeans. That's okay. You don't need to have a big, oh, I want to be the, you know, for my grandkids and for health and all of this stuff. Sometimes it's okay to say, you know what, I just want to look hot. I want to feel hot in my own skin. And your version of hot could be totally different than someone else's. So I challenge you to dig a little deep today and ask yourself that, as I'm digging deep as I head into my birthday. And then I started with, so tying back into my story, I'm kind of jumping around, but I started with movement. And then that for me, once I started to see those changes, and I started to see the changes in my mindset. And also I started to see the women around me as I was starting to train them, getting results as well. I just fell in love. I fell in love with how much movement can change you. And at the same time, I kind of got a little bit obsessed with how much in our world, people were still looking for quick fixes, and there were so many medications being pumped on the televisions and all these things for this quick fix. You know, if you're having heart pressure, like blood pressure issues, just take this pill. And seeing family members of mine, even my dad used to say, well, he's on cholesterol pills. He's still on cholesterol pills. And he would say to me, oh, well, you know, I'm not going to change my diet and give up these. He really likes like frozen meals and frozen, those like pre-packaged frozen, I don't even know if they're chicken breasts, but they're like breaded and stuffed with things. And, but they don't really, you know, you guys know what I mean. They don't even like, when you cut them, they don't even look like a chicken. It's kind of like a weird rubber thing. Anyways, but he's like, I would rather, you know, take an extra cholesterol pill and eat those things and give up the foods that I like. And I just couldn't wrap my head around this mindset. I was like, what? And I was like, first of all, like these pills are probably doing more harm than good to you. And also like, there's so many other things that happen once you start to change the way that you move and the way you eat. So then when my when my passion for nutrition, I'd always loved nutrition, but then I decided I was diving in and I really wanted to learn more about it. And not just from eating, because again, my focus had always been, oh, focus on nutrition for weight loss. Like, these foods are labeled good or labeled bad to lose weight. These are low calorie foods. These are high calorie foods. And everything I put in my mouth would literally cross my mind and be like, is this going to make me fat? Or is this going to make me lose weight? And again, having to retrain my brain. And I did that just through educating myself, through learning how the body actually utilizes carbohydrates, proteins, and fats, how different foods are healing, you know, how, like, for example, even bone broth. Like, when I started studying bone broth and how, like, it's one of the most healing foods, especially if you have digestive issues, autoimmune issues, gut issues, it actually helps repair your gut. And I remember reading this article, and it was talking about how all of the old, like, adages, all of the old kind of tales your grandmother, great grandmother would tell you, like, for example, like, an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or, if you're sick, have chicken soup. These were all grounded before they even truly knew about the nutrition of it all. You know, they already knew what they were talking about. And then we kind of shifted everything, like, okay, no, when you're sick, don't have chicken soup, have this Lipton dried package, which tastes like chicken broth and it's just sodium, or, you know, take this Benadryl or all those cold medications. Where now we're seeing us going back to that idea of, like, whoa, they knew what they were talking about back in the day. But bone broth, for me, it was crazy just learning about, you know, even how boiling those bones, all of the gelatin and the collagen, and how healing it is to the gut, how it's one of the most nourishing foods, especially when we're not feeling well and we can't digest things, to get that nutrition in the body. So for me, that was like, it was so exciting and mind-blowing. I just wanted to learn more about how foods could affect our health, and learning about all the vitamins and the minerals, and, you know, how different foods could help with different issues. Like, how, if you were dealing with hormonal issues, if you were dealing with skin issues, what foods were more allergenic than other words? Whereas before, I literally labeled them all as, like, calories. This was like a good food or a bad food, a caloric food or a not caloric food. And I know probably a lot of you listening are still in that mindset. I get asked all the time by my students in Fitchix Academy, do you think this is this good for you? Is this bad for you or good for you? And the first thing, and this kind of goes back to my eating issues, my eating disorder, is that I completely do not label foods good or bad. I don't believe in what's called quote unquote clean eating. I see foods as nutritionally dense or not so nutritionally dense. So, for example, a apple is nutritionally dense. A pre-made granola bar at the store is not as nutritionally dense. So which one would I pick? Am I saying one's worse than the other? No, they both provide the body with calories, but one provides more nutritional value. So if I only have a certain amount of calories a day, I'm going to pick the one that is way better for me, right? And this too helps take away the emotion. You know, we give a lot of power to words. I was ruled by the word diet for so long that I, you know, you got to take that power back. We've got to take the power back. I also tell my students a lot too, you know, one food could be someone's complete healing food. You know, there's a food that could be, like, let's say we're talking about kale, and it could be the most nutritionally dense, healing, amazing food for someone. It gives them energy. It helps with, like, them poop all the time because it gives them fiber. But to another person, and kale's a real whole nutritionally dense food, to somebody else, that could be their poison. So let's say if someone's dealing with major digestive issues and that is too harsh for their stomach, it's too strong of a green, that could be their poison. Or if they have a food sensitivity or allergy, that could be their poison. So we can't just label foods good or bad. We've got to first see how our bodies react to them, and then try to pick the ones that are the most nutritionally dense. So when I started to learn and to surround myself with people who are speaking this language, it really shifted for me. And that's where, you know, of course, through self-work, therapy, I'm very into mindset work. Huge. I think if you can't get your mind right, it doesn't matter what you do on your plate. It doesn't matter what you do in the gym. You're always going to struggle. So I did a lot of mindset work, and I just feel like I'm at such a good place now heading into 39, such a good place where I'm just truly, I haven't had an eating disorder episode. I never say I'm cured of an eating disorder. I did a podcast the other day, an interview, and on it, he asked me, he said, you know, like, how long have you been cured from your eating disorder? And I said, you know, I will never say that I'm cured. I will never say that it will never come back. And I compared it to an alcoholic. So, you know, an alcoholic always has to be aware that if they have a drink, they could go back to their old habits. They could go back into full swing alcoholism, right? They're always going to be an alcoholic. They're just not practicing. They're choosing a different way. And that's the same for me, is that it's something I always have to be aware of. I mean, if suddenly everything in my life goes to shit and I'm an anxious mess, I need to know that that is a coping mechanism that I've used for a long time. And that's something that I could easily go back to. And when I did my fitness competition, it triggered a lot of that for me. A lot of body image issues, a lot of old behaviors came back. And I, right away though, I could recognize it now. And I went to my therapist and started to nip it in the bud. But it's something that I am always, always, always aware is looming around and could easily come back into my life. So that's why I always have to put my mental health first. I have to put my physical health first, because if you're not nourishing your body and treating it well, it is going to affect your mental health, period. There is no pill. There is nothing that is going to, is if you are not taking care of your physical health, that your mental health is going to be 100%. Because we need that nourishment. We need those nutrients to feed our brains, to feed our nervous system, to feed our emotional health. So that's something that, yeah, for me, I'm always really aware of that. But I know I'm coming at it from a place where I can now recognize it and I'm stronger than it. And that took a long time to get there. And I'm going to get emotional now, but it took a long time to get there. And I think I've chosen this job. I think I've ended up in this industry because I'm so passionate about the healing powers of fitness and nutrition. You know, within this industry, I go to a lot of conferences, I do a lot of things, and it's still really focused around just, you know, six pack abs and drink this protein shake and take this new weird supplement that's out of nowhere. And, you know, a lot of it's still really vain. I think we're heading in a better direction. A lot of it's still really vain, but the way I see it is that every single time that you can get someone motivated to start to work out, or you can help someone, teach someone how to cook healthier recipes and they start to really embrace it, or you can get a client to, or a friend even, or you yourself starting to drink one green smoothie every day, you literally have now started a habit that can not only change the trajectory of your life, it can change you from dealing with heart disease to not dealing with heart disease, but it can save your life. And that's what I see fitness as and nutrition as. And that's the work I want to do in the world. And that's my commitment to the next year ahead into going into my 39th year, is I want to continue to be more outspoken in this community and trying to get more and more people involved in coaching and fitness and nutrition and learning about it for themselves, not only to get over their own, you know, eating issues and weight issues and health issues and to feel empowered, but then to be able to spread it forward to their kids, to their communities. And so we can stop this craziness that's going on where we're wondering why there's all these health issues in the world and we're not starting within our own kitchens and our own, with our own movement. And I do think that we can truly, truly make a huge impact the more people who really learn about this, who get passionate about it and start sharing it. And that's what I always tell my students. I'm like, what you're doing is bigger than just teaching someone how to lose weight. What you're doing is you are saving someone's life and you are inspiring their home to be healthier. And that is the best job in the entire world. So with that, I'm going to let you guys go. Thank you for spending today with me. I know it's solo, but I'm excited. I'm really excited for this last week as I start to prepare to head into year number 39. I've got a lot of exciting stuff coming up this year. I'm getting married in April in Mexico to my partner, who I've been with him for almost 8 years, which is crazy. And so much growth there as well, personally, and between him and I. So I'm really excited to become his wifey. We also have a lot of exciting changes coming up with Fit Chicks Academy and continuing to serve you guys at the level that we hope that is helping you and continually challenge ourselves to do more. And then of course I got to do something totally for myself. So I got to, if you guys have any ideas, email me, but I don't know. I'm kind of thinking a big trip. Something that, you know, it's going to signify the year other than of course getting married, which is great, but I want to do something for me as well. I work really hard, so I think I deserve it. Okay, chicks, have an amazing day. Make sure to check us out, fitchicksacademy.com. We have some amazing programs coming up in early 2019. We have our Holistic Nutrition Weight Loss Expert Certification Program, which is also accredited with the Health Coaching Alliance for their Registered Health Coach Certification. So it's like two in one. We also have our Fitness and Nutrition Expert Program coming up. So if you're interested in becoming a certified fitness professional, this is the way to go. Of course, always focusing on mindset and helping you guys create your best lives and build your amazing fitness and nutrition businesses. Okay, till next time, I'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Fit Chicks Chat Podcast. Want more healthy love? Visit www.fitchicks.com for amazing resources, free workouts, recipes, tips, and so much more to help you live your healthiest and fiercest life, inside and out.